shining. Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cash nowhere. Wait a minute. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah,
looks at the music business during the soul era, as we call it, the sweet soul music era. where music was flourishing and soul music was jumping out every day. It was hot. We also want to kind of look at some of the people that were involved era. People like Don Cornelius and Isaac Hayes and some of the people that are not with us anymore, but were some foundations for soul music and music in general. But these are some of the people that we want to keep up, you know, in front, and let everybody, you know that, hey, they played some great roles in the soul music era and music overall, and both from all aspects, economic, social, and even political. These people were active and were involved and used their talents to help better everybody. So that's one thing we want to keep our mind and heart and everything set on, realizing that they played some serious roles in the foundation of soul music. Here's Shirley Brown, Boyfriend. Miss Shirley Brown. That was a hit, 100 from Billboard magazine, the great Shirley Brown. Okay, we are in the midst of Elvis Presley week in Soul Town. Elvis Presley loves soul music, and he sung soul music. He was a frequenter of down in the area. He was a viewer, as I would say. He came to hear and see soul music being sung and composed in the early days of soul. And some of the great soul music singers, Johnny Taylor, Little Milton, and many others were down on Beale Street and places like that doing soul and blues and music in general. But we want also to invite all of the listeners to call in to 646-200-444. That's 646-200-444. And give us some feedback on the music business. And let us know what you think about the soul music era. And some of the songs and acts from the soul music era that you enjoyed in your life. When we say soul music era, we're looking at music from the late 50s to the mid 80s. That was the era during that period of time. I mean, we're talking about people from Ty Watson to Michael Jackson. We're looking at a long list of people here. We're looking at people like Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Isaac Hayes, Al Green, the Barclays, the Soul Children, Dramatics, the Miracles, the Impressions, the Manhattans. I mean, we can go on. Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, Staple Singers. These are some of the people from the soul music era that we're looking at. And if you have any thoughts about anything that occurred during that period of time, just give us a call. Or just give us a call if you have any questions about music in general. And we'll definitely give you an answer and get you a good answer. And got any questions, if you got any problems about trying to deal with that, we'll get a solution for you. That's what Soul Town is about, trying to do whatever can be done to enhance music overall. This means we're trying to expose any new talent that might be available in anywhere. And we want everybody to have a good understanding of the music industry and a good understanding of the soul music era. And, you know, the commercial aspects of the soul music era is pretty visible. I mean, we're looking at some great commercial sales going on through that period of time. Whether or not it can be duplicated or not is the question. The Michael Jackson era, which was probably the most economically great era in the music industry. The retail sales and wholesale sales were phenomenal. The amount of money that was created and made in the industry was phenomenal. Millions and millions of dollars over a period of time was made in this great era by some of the top artists of that era. Here's Jay Blackfoot with the first song off of his sister album, The Way of the City. This was one of the top albums of the soul music era, at the end of the soul music era. And the book, An Excursion in Soul, this song has a lot of, plays a big role in that. Yes, it did. Here it goes.
What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cash no more. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah, that's it. Take me to the other side of time. Just as fast as you can. Before my lady put me down, please won't you hurry? Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't wanna lose her. I don't wanna lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi, I've got some passion at you. Yes, I have now. Taxi, like a fool I broke her heart. Don't just mean to do it now. So stop your meat and run it, and get your wings and honey. I just wanna see her, just wanna see her with a pet in the melt. Does it matter? I've got to sell it. I just need her, and I know it grieves her. Thank you. just as fast as you can. Her new love is coming to get us. I'm going out of my mind, going out of my mind. She's my reason for living, and this is why I'm willing to run red lights. Sometimes, just as long as I get that long time, that's it. With the fast that you can, taxi, before my lady puts me down. I don't want to lose her love.
Okay, Jay Blackfoot, Taxi. Here he goes again with the way of the sea.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Made his way out to the west coast.
All right, we're back with Soul Town. What we're going to do is look at some of the future talent that's coming out of Soul Town. There are several young, talented acts around that could be very successful if they were able to get the right material. And that's something that we want to do what we can to help. There is a shortage of good writers available, and they need to be developed. They need to be taught in how to set up a story and a plot and a hook, an ending. This is something that all writers need, and there are some young writers available around, some good lyricists and some good melody writers, but they just have to be developed and put together. I mean, and they will come up with some great material. And Burrell is somebody who we can just look at to, who is a young writer that has developed himself over the period of time to the point he's able to put together songs that are commercially viable and can really sell some product. And that's the whole name of the game. Sell as much product as you can. And there are a lot of young writers that are coming around and learning the trade and putting it together. They are composing some of the great songs ever. Some of the top artists in the world. So we just have to continue to push the envelope toward finding successful writers and musicians to fill some of these shoes that were left unfilled in the soul music era. One of the great writers that Soulville ever had the opportunity to see was Isaac Hayes. He wrote some of the great songs ever. And whether or not a lot of people know it, Al Green was a good writer, a great writer. And working with Willie Mitchell and the rest of the crew down at High, and they came up with some great music, and we definitely want to salute them, and hopefully Boo, who is Boo Mitchell, who is running the studio now, can follow in his father's footsteps and also become a great producer and writer. We need it. And here's a song that was written for Shirley Brown by Homer Banks and Chuck Brooks. And it was also initially written for Aretha Franklin, who never had the opportunity to record it, who hadn't had the opportunity to record it up to this point. Hopefully, somewhere in the near future, she might get a chance to do it, because it was definitely a Soul Sisters number one record. Here's Miss Shirley Brown with a hot single that hit the Billboard chart with a bullet. Shirley Brown, the first single off the Soundtown album, Intimate Storm.
Thank you.
Soul Town, The Sound of Music. Shirley Brown, off of Intimate Storm album on Soundtown Records. A great hit. All these songs that we are playing were songs that reached the Billboard Top 100 with a bullet and stayed on the Billboard chart for quite a bit of time. But we want to make sure that anybody who wants to call in does that and call us 347-838-9142 and give us some kind of idea. Give us some kind of idea of what's going on. And you can also call 646-200-4444. That's 646-200-4444. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about the soul music era. Let us know what some of your favorite acts are in the soul music era and some of your favorite songs in the soul music era. And if you got any questions about it, about anything that was in the soul music era or the music industry in general, give us a call and we'll definitely, you know, answer any question that you have about the industry, the era of the industry. And if for some reason no one here knows the answer at that particular point, we will find it out for you and have it. If not at that, in that same show, definitely the next show. So give us a call if you're interested in being in music as a career. You know, give us a call because it is a career that can be very profitable. The talent that's needed to be successful and the ability that's needed to be successful is something that each individual has to portray, really, themselves. And the commerciality of a person's ability is only known once they venture out in that world to determine what their commerciality is. So put your best foot forward and come up with some good music. And some of the young acts that are available now, we are hoping that they can come together and come out with some great material. We're going to play right now, we're going to play the first song off of the Jay Blackfoot album with Rod Kenny doing the monologue. And it was just the first song that was on the City Slicker album. And set the stage for some great material. And when he says that, you know, you are, for the next 34 minutes, you'll be listening to some great music. He's not joking. Some great soul music from Jay Blackfoot. Soul Town.
Do not resist the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is a city, a and you are there.
To know that soul music is here to stay. Okay. We're going to run Boyfriend with Miss Shirley Brown.
You're the only piece I find.
Amazon.com and take a look at the book An Excursion in Soul and order a copy. You can go in and read the excerpts from the book, and you can also order it in Kindle, or if you have an iPad, you can order it for your iPad or any kind of pad that you might have. It can be downloaded. There's a special agreement there where you can get it free. Go in and check it out and check it out and see. And tell them you want to borrow the book. And that can be arranged with no cost at all. It can be downloaded into your iPad or your Kindle or whatever you have to check it out. But definitely go in and check it out. Go into Amazon.com and take a look at it, read some of the excerpts, and and see what the book is about. It's about music. It's about the soul music era, how the soul music era came to the end in the 80s, and how it began, and how it got the name soul, and where some of the artists are from, and the name of some of the hot songs that came through this era, and the name of the writers and the producers. Check this book out. It has a lot of information in it, and it can be helpful and beneficial to a lot of people who are interested in making music a career and being successful in the music industry from all aspects, from an aspect of being an artist, a producer, or just a businessman in the music business. Check it out and look at some of the things that occurred, and look at all of the capital and money that was made and spent and stolen and everything else during that period of time. Greed is a very powerful thing, and it tends to appear when large sums of money are being dealt with. And in the music industry, there are large sums of money being dealt with on a consistent basis. So definitely take a look at this book and see what you can learn and help that would help you to be successful in the music industry and to do some of the things that you want to do in the music business and with the music business. The title of the book, one more time, is An Excursion in Soul, The End of an Era. And music, soul music of the 80s. Check it out and see what you think about it, and give your feedback. Put your feedback in on the Amazon and let us know what you think about it. And if you got any questions about it, call us here and we'll give you the answer. It's called Soul Town, The Sound of Music. And you can always reach us in at 646-200-4444. It's 646-200-4444. The Sound of Music. That's what it is on Soul Town. All right. As we do every week, next week we'll be looking at some more of the soul music artists and hit records of that period of time. And as we do every week, we want to wish you love, peace, and soul.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there. Made his way out to the west coast.
City boy.